The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Sharaa has said that those behind assaults on the Druze minority would be held accountable. He was speaking after attacks on members of the Druze community in their southern heartland had led to several days of violence. Yesterday, the Syrian government announced a new ceasefire in the mainly Druze city of Sweida and a halt to military operations there after days of violence during which more than 350 people were reportedly killed. The president said he was passing on responsibility in Druze areas to elders and local factions. Israel, which launched airstrikes on Damascus yesterday, said that Syrian forces in Sweida had been attacking Druze civilians. Ibrahim Olabi, a former advisor to the Syrian foreign minister, said that Israel's attacks were increasing political and social instability in the country.
What they are doing is actually putting the Druze community as a whole at risk, because while we are trying to calm sectarian tensions, when Syrians see that there's one group that is being aided by a country that still occupies Syrian lands, that just bombed the centre of Damascus, that has military incursions into Syria, that is not helpful.
The employers group IBEC has warned that it would be incredibly difficult for businesses here to implement a ban on services coming from the occupied Palestinian territories. The executive director of IBEC, Fergal O'Brien, also told an Oireachtas committee that Irish companies trading with the US were being told the government's strategy looked both isolationist and anti-Israeli. The proposed legislation would allow customs officers to inspect, search and arrest anyone seeking to import goods from Israeli settlements. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
IBEC's executive director of lobbying and influence was before the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade last night for pre-legislative scrutiny of a bill to ban goods coming from the occupied Palestinian territories. Fergal O'Brien said while such trade was minuscule and the financial impact would be minimal, his members were concerned at the reputational damage to Ireland. He asserted if services were included in the ban, this would be incredibly hard to implement, as every business would have to conduct a customer-by-customer analysis to establish the facts. Mr. O'Brien also warned that US companies based here are deeply concerned about the bill, if enacted, given anti-boycott legislation designed to protect Israel is in place in many American states.
A renewed appeal for information has been issued by Gardaí investigating the murder of Linda Evans in Dublin in 2017. Ms. Evans was last seen at around 9 o'clock on the morning of the 24th of June when she left the James Connolly Memorial Hospital in Blanchardstown in Dublin, where she was receiving treatment. She was reported missing by her family on the 1st of July. Her body was found 16 days later. Eight babies have been born to women in Britain using a new IVF technique that reduces the risk of their inheriting genetic diseases. The pioneering procedure combines the egg and sperm from the mother and father with a small amount of DNA from the egg of a second donor woman. The new method is designed to prevent children from being born with mitochondrial disease that is normally passed down from their mothers. Professor Robert McFarland, head of paediatric mitochondrial medicine at Newcastle University, said the mothers and babies were doing extremely well.
To see the relief and joy on the faces of the parents of these babies after such a long wait and such fear about the consequences for them, from their family histories, it's brilliant to be able to see these babies live, thriving and developing normally.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be cloudy and wet. Heavy rain will slowly spread eastwards. It'll clear from the west this afternoon when there'll be bright or sunny spells along with isolated heavy showers. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 23 degrees.